almost embarrassing to admit, but when I was first getting into techno and electronic music, most of my favorite CDs were mix discs by various artists like DJ Kioki and others. I used to go to raves and clubs, and there was something about a well-constructed mix disc that really made me want to listen to it over and over again. I guess I appreciated the uninterrupted flow and track selection of someone who most likely had better taste in music than me. As I learned a little bit more about music and really dug deeper into different artists and genres, I found myself getting away from the mix disc a bit more, although certain releases that were doing interesting things with the mix, like Optimo's Insane, How to Kill the DJ Part 2, DJ Rupture's killer Minesweeper Suite, and fun fabric mixes from Michael Mayer and Andrew Weatherall. Boogie Bytes Volume 1 is the first in what is proposed to be a series of mixes on the B-Pitch Control label. Bursting out of the gates is Kiki, who regularly does his DJ sets on 3 turntables. A dance mix that also incorporates mashup. The release runs nearly 75 minutes and finds over 25 different songs sliding together and on top of one another over the course of 16 tracks. The overall feel of Boogie Bytes Volume 1 is sort of a light but heady techno flavor that never gets too dark or heavy. The disc opens with Distant Gratification from Fred Gianelli, and the track is a blip-filled, almost trance piece that flows into a more minimal second track. From there, the subtle layering begins, and several shorter pieces flow by quickly before things really start to get good when Andre Crommi's Safari runs over Donal Tierney's verse to the chorus, turning the track into sort of a desert savanna dance piece. Kiki even manages to figure his own music into the mix a couple different times, including where he inserts vocals from his So Easy to Forget track over the top of Michael Forza's Kahana, which turns out to be one of the more growling pieces on the entire release. The release reaches full-on mashup mode on the 8th track, which features elements from 3 different songs in what is probably the best moment on the entire album. Fairmont's Gazebo manages to be both playful and aggressive at the same time, and Kiki throws pieces of He and a track by Silver Surfer entitled Wasp, and vocals from labelhead Ellen Ollian's Your Body Is My Body into the pitch-bending freakout. Even when he's not pulling together pieces from different songs, the disc has a good mixture of great tracks that I've never heard before, and probably never would have, including the fluttering, glinty house of Metroland by Mish. As a whole, the mix might be a little on the light side for some listeners, but given the flavor of a lot of discs I've heard lately, the airy quality is actually kind of refreshing. Judging on the basis of the first volume alone, Boogie Bytes looks to be a fun new mix series.